It is Monday morning and time again to take a look at the week ahead of us and what exactly is going on with this country of ours. We're joined today by Kelly Evans, who writes the Ahead of the Tape column for the Wall Street Journal. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
Do you have a word for this week?
Ooh, let's see. I think volatility is going to be the word, and hopefully a lack thereof.
Oh, that was last week's word, I think. Guy Wright, editorial director at Color Line's, word for you?
Foreshadowing, though. I think I like Kelly's word, too, with volatility.
Yeah, volatility. All right, well, let's start with both foreshadowing and volatility when we talk about the presidential race. President Obama is leaving for a three-day bus tour. He's going through the Midwest. Obviously the same place like Ames, Iowa, where the GOP candidates were. He's going to be stopping in Minnesota, Iowa, Illinois. Kaya, this is going to be one of the many trips that the president will take to try and get back in touch with the people who elected him in 2008. What do we expect to be hearing from him?
Well, he's going to try to get ahead of the economic narrative. The president's challenge is he's got to prove a negative. You know, they've been saying since the beginning of the administration that we would be a lot worse off, be in a lot worse shape than we are today, if but for these things that I have done, and that he's got to make the case to a whole lot of voters that that makes sense.
With a 38% approval rating.
With a 38% approval rating, because we have a really awful and volatile economy, and it's really hard to make that kind of case. And particularly to the independent voters that the White House is eager to reach. You know, I mean, I think the White House believes that they want to hear him talk about being the biggest adult in Washington, and I think we're going to hear a lot about that, that Congress is a bunch of babies and they couldn't
and
be,
it has a worse approval rating
and
than
it has a worse approval rating than me, so and so he's going to be talking a lot about that. But I think the challenge is that, you know, the people in the United States want to hear about leadership. They want to hear what you can do, not what you can't do, and so he's got to thread a needle on not owning this economy, on saying it's beyond my capabilities while still sounding like a leader. And that's going to be hard for the president to do, but we're going to hear him start trying to do it this week.
Well, the GOP field is shaping up. Governor Rick Perry announced he will be running for president in 2012. Tim Pawlenty dropped out of the race. At this point, at the same time that it's difficult for him to make that kind of narrative, this is all so difficult. It's one of the reasons there are so many candidates in the GOP field is that they're having a rough time grasping that narrative too, right?
Yeah, but it's early. I mean, I think we're going to see Rick Perry grasp it a lot better, frankly. You know, I mean, he is by all accounts an energetic and skilled campaigner. He can raise tons of money. He's going to raise enough money to clear the national debt here over the next few weeks.
Well, that would be a good place to spend it.
Be a good place to spend it. You know? And I think we heard his first when he announced his campaign. We heard him getting ahead of the economic message, which is it's the Obama downgrade.
Right.
He said that what 7 or 8 times, downgrading this, downgrading that.
Yeah.
And so I think we're going to hear a lot of that out of Rick Perry.
All right, we're doing the agenda, and that's Kai Wright, who is editorial director at Color Line's. Kelly Evans of the Wall Street Journal. Let's talk a little bit about the economic narrative, because we now know all 12 members of the so-called super committee that are going to solve all our economic problems. They have until Thanksgiving to reduce the deficit by $1.5 trillion, or at least find the way to do it. So do we have any, I mean, looking at the members on here, Kelly, can you kind of quarterback it for us and let us know what kind of idea we have and what kind of solutions they'll come up with?
I wish I could. I think that people are sort of looking at the people announced in the committee, and certainly a lot of investors on Wall Street keeping an eye on these names and sort of where they've stood in the past, and saying, okay, you know, we've got some people who have really, you know, pounded hard for deficit reduction. We've got others who haven't and have been chosen for more political reasons. I think Wall Street is pretty skeptical, and probably rightly so here, that these 12 members are going to magically come to some sort of agreement where, you know, broader Congress could not. I mean, remember, we've had agreements in the past from smaller committees like this that wound up going nowhere. There's huge importance for them, obviously, to find a solution that everyone can agree on, because otherwise you start getting automatic spending cuts that kick in. It's interesting, even just listening over the weekend to some of the campaign rhetoric in Iowa from Newt Gingrich and others saying, you know, the super committee is a terrible idea. It's never going to work. I mean, it's hard to find someone who's really sort of believing that this is going to work and ultimately result in kind of
including the members of the committee themselves. But I got to ask you, Kelly, another person who's trying to get ahead of the narrative that Kai's talking about is Warren Buffett. It almost feels like he had a direct message to the members of this committee saying, raise the taxes on the rich. We've been coddling the super wealthy for way too long.
Yeah, and he said this for a while. I mean, this has been Warren Buffett's thing, you know, is to kind of remind people every time that they're concerned about what a 1 or 2 percentage point increase in taxes would do to the economy. He's always out there saying, you know, look, there's plenty of room to raise my taxes, and there's certainly an element of truth in that. You know, Warren Buffett also, I think, just likes to kind of come in when things feel uncertain and nervous, and at moments like this where he feels like he can influence policy and do so. And, you know, I mentioned volatility earlier, and to me, that's going to be the real thing to watch this week, because, you know, for all the up and down last week and the focus on, hey, look, you know, stocks only finished the week up or down 1 or 2% or something, but the volatility is the story. And I think this week, you know, we're going to get a couple of retail earnings. We've got a lot of data out on the economy, including inflation, housing data. We've got a big meeting tomorrow in the Eurozone between France and Germany to try and figure out their future. And I think the volatility is going to stick with us for some time. I don't think last week was somehow an aberration, and that has economic implications.
Well, Kai Wright, you were kind of shaking your head when Kelly was talking about the politics. Is there any way to keep this super committee from being completely mired?
I don't see how. I can't imagine how it works. It just, I don't see how they reach a conclusion. And then it's going to be until Thanksgiving. It's going to be right before Thanksgiving. They're going to emerge with no conclusion. And we're going to have more volatility as we all go into the holidays. It just seems like a terrible setup.
Well, if they don't, those automatic cuts go in, right?
I mean, there's no good end to this. I don't see how this ends well. There will be a lot of trouble for everybody
really,
on the campaign trail to explain.
Well, that's
really
Kai Wright foreshadowing there. Doom and gloom for the American politics. But we are looking for your responses with your big ideas to fix the economy. Robert in Tacoma, Washington says, enact tax reform, reduce entitlements, and leave more money in the pockets of people to use for innovation and job creation. Government has failed us on this part. We want your big ideas. Call us at 8778-MY-TAKE. Kelly Evans, Kai Wright, do either of you have some big ideas on what the fix is?
Give me a lot of money.
give Kai a lot of money and try and get this resolved before the holidays, or else retailers are going to be squealing.
Oh, wow. But how far before Thanksgiving, Kelly?
Well, remember, back to school season that we're in the middle of right now is the second biggest, most important holiday for retailers. So there are really implications here from all this uncertainty.
Clock is ticking on that volatility. Kelly Evans writes the Ahead of the Tape column for the Wall Street Journal. Kai Wright, editorial director for Color Lines. That's your agenda.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.